Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Well, first of all, quite a weekend against North Carolina. So were you surprised at the success you had against the Tar Heels?
I wasn't surprised at the success. Mm-hmm. It was probably more of a rewarding weekend for four seniors that really put a lot of hard work and time in here. And I think what you're starting to see is the growth. And it's something that we've talked about from day one here. A lot of teaching, a lot of developing, and it's more of an expectation. And as we talked about before the series, but also even afterwards, that's what's expected. So I don't think there was really a surprise here. Mm-hmm. It's more of an expectation. It was more rewarding for those guys to kind of see them enjoy the moment.
Now they get to play at PNC Park on Tuesday. First of all, are you excited about the opportunity?
Very excited, but excited for these young men. You know, we've talked about from day one trying to create memories here. And we want to create memories in a lot of different ways. We want to be able to compete for championships. We want to have success off the field in the classroom. But we also want to see them enjoy this moment. And that's what this is about. You know, these guys grow up wanting to be professional ball players. This is their night to be a professional ball player. And what a better way to do it but, you know, the backyard brawl versus West Virginia.
Is it any different from playing at a visiting ballpark, playing on a major league field?
It is only different if you want to make it different. As coaching staff, we will try to prepare one pitch at a time, one inning at a time. You know, the old Hoosier basketball theory, it's, you know, in baseball, it's 60 feet, 6 inches. They're 90-foot bases. We're just going to go play baseball and enjoy it.
What do you get from a program perspective out of, you know, being able to host a game like this and, you know, the, you know, put that on the website and you know, show recruits that this is something you've done?
It's something that the administration has backed us from day one. That we've talked about from day one, and we want to, as I said, provide opportunity and experiences for these young men. It's just another representation of what Heather likes to call the gold standard. We want to do things first class here, and you're right, it's a recruiting tool. I want our recruits to know that they're going to play in the best ballparks in the country, and this is one of the finest ones in the country.
Coach, you guys made a lot of progress the last week or so. What has been the toughest thing about getting to that point and getting that improvement?
You know, I think it, being a first-year coach, learning the toys that you get to play with, but learning your athletes and learning the individuals. You're always going to battle injuries. Finding the right combination to put these guys in successful situations to be successful. I feel like we've played our best baseball here the last 2 weeks, and we haven't had Ron Washington in the lineup, who's arguably our best hitter. But as a team, it was going back to kind of the motto of next man up. It provides opportunity for a Zach Klepek, a J.C. Mendez. And, you know, that's what team baseball is all about. So, you know, getting through some of the early months of the cold weather and getting our guys to catch their stride. But as we talked about what the expectations are, learning how to believe that you're going to go out and win a series and what's expected of them. And I think they're really starting to buy in with that right now.
So there was less excitement about beating North Carolina. It was more we expected to do that eventually.
I was excited that weekend because of the seniors. Mm-hmm. To me, you're playing the game of baseball, whether it's North Carolina, Florida State, West Virginia, or whether we're playing the Pittsburgh Pirates. We want to play good baseball.
Are you playing the Pirates anytime soon?
I would love to do so. I'm always open for a spring training game. We'll be down there.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned the fact learning your first year. What do you know about this rivalry between Pitt and West Virginia?
I know a lot about Coach Mazie. My years at the Big 12, he was an assistant at TCU. I've had a lot of interaction through college baseball. He's a phenomenal baseball coach, brilliant baseball mind. I know they're an older team. They're having a great year in the Big 12, and it's going to be a big test for us. You know, the extra excitement of the rival as it is, you're always going to have somebody who is your rival. What a better way to do it in PNC Park.
I know you've been busy, but have you got a chance to just go and enjoy a ball game down there?
I have. I think it was about their last homestand. The Arizona Diamondbacks were in town, and a former pitcher that pitched for us at Florida State was in town and got the privilege to go over and watch him throw about 6-7 innings. And you know, that's one of the neat things about being here in the city of Pittsburgh and in the open arms that they've provided for all of us. There's always something to do. And when I say always something, it's at a high level, whether it's the Penguins, the Steelers, the Pirates. What a beautiful opportunity to spend an evening with my family.
And how important is it to have that relationship with the Pirates, you know, college team and a pro town, and developing that as you go here?
I think it's really neat because I've been around some other areas where professional teams, you know, like in Tampa or something like that, they'll let them use the football stadium for a weekend. But our relationship with the Pirates is genuine. Scott Mitchell is a former roommate of mine. He's in their developmental program with their pitching prospects. You know, they bring over their pitchers here in January to use our facilities, which is a great thing for our guys to be able to see. And then, you know, for us to have that opportunity there with Frank and Bob and Neil Huntington, who I go back with the Expos in those days, they're great people, they're great baseball people, great baseball minds, and it's a great relationship.